right, second hour of the radio program. Puck and the Go-To Guy with you. It's a What's Up With That Wednesday. It's brought to you by the Tulalip Resort Casino DraftKings Sportsbook, where the action never stops. VenueKings.com brings the headlines. Kraken press conference today, 1 o'clock. Todd Leiwicki, Sam Holloway, Ron Francis. We assume, we are jumping to the conclusion that it's probably a contract extension for Ron Francis, but we shall see. Pac-12 early season kickoff time should be announced later this afternoon. We'll pass on when that comes out. Sounders taking on San Jose tonight, 7:30, 93.3 KJR FM. Federal judges dismissed Nick Rolovich's lawsuit against Pat Chun and Jay Inslee. Case against Wazoo still pending. Not sure why, because the judge says there's no facts to support his claim he was terminated because of his religious views. That is a hell of a thing to piss your career away.
What was he making? Three-something million a year?
Yeah, something like that. $3 million? At least, right? Maybe just under that? What else do we got today? Have you seen this story? I bet you Brad saw him. All right, so let's bring him on. Brad Adam joins us for his weekly conversation, always brought to you by John Howie's Steak. You're looking for a good place to go entertain a client, a loved one, family member in town. John Howie's Steak and johnhowiesteak.com. It provides a great steak and a great atmosphere. Brad joins on the Beacon Plumbing Hotline. When you were down in Peoria, Brad, did you ever watch that Padres prospect, that Ethan Salas kid?
I did not.
But are you aware of him?
I've heard about him. Yeah, he's what now, 16? Is that what I read?
Do you know this story, Jim? He's a
He's playing Class A now.
He's
or something?
A 16.
How is that possible?
16-year-old international free agent.
That Which is was the age limit, 16.
Yeah, and he is up at Single A Elsinore. And he made his debut last night, and in his he signed, first of all, his signing bonus was a record for that year, $5.6 million. This is how good they think he is. He made his
debut.
He made his debut last night. He's a catcher. I don't know if he's a switch hitting catcher. He hits from the left side, though. I don't know if he hits from the right side as well. In his debut as a designated hitter, he doubled, he singled, and had a walk.
16.
Wow. And he's 16. They think he'll make his debut something. He keeps certainly by 20. Some think 19. Be the fastest since Pudge Rodriguez made his debut. And you watch highlights of him. I was watching MLB Central this morning. I mean, it's
just, how big is he?
He's a big dude. He's star written all over
16.
Him. Yeah. Wow. That's good. Can we get him?
Dang.
Is there a way to get him?
We'll get him in a few years.
Yeah. Just kidnap
him.
Him,
right? That'll be fun. Yeah. In our natural rivalry.
Yes,
the
it is.
Cup.
Hey,
I'll be there next week. I'm excited.
Oh, that's a great trip, by the way. That's next week. That's a hell of a time to be down there. San Diego in June. That's not bad. It's a good timing.
Well, a little June gloom, but should be okay. Then to go to Anaheim. But I finally got on Torrey Pines. First time ever. I'm excited. I'm playing Monday, the off day.
Good for
I'll
you.
Let you guys know. I'm very excited. I know you played it, Puck.
You're going to laugh at the driving range.
Not good?
No. That's what's going to be hilarious. Wow. You're going to go like, this is the driving range?
Where do the pros warm up?
That's where they hit. That's where they hit.
Okay.
I will say this is not a knock on this course because it's a nice driving range. Jackson Public Golf Course off 140. I'm not exaggerating. Has a better driving range than Torrey Pines.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
You'll get a chuckle out of it when you see it. And then you also get a chuckle out of it when you pay because you have to pay twice. You have to pay the city of San Diego one fee, and then you've got to pay the county another fee.
You think Brad?
Brad's
not paying. This is comp for him.
Yeah, are you getting comp this round? Who's comping this?
No. We've tried. There's no comp, no deals because it's city owned. Like you said, there's nothing. So it's the rate. I think we were quoted was like $250, which I think is a pretty decent rate for now. I don't know if that's their peak season, but you know, I don't like to spend $250 on a round of golf. But for there, never done it. I definitely would.
Who are you going to play? Who are you going to play with?
Right now, I've got a buddy who got us a tee time, being a San Diego resident, which helped quite a bit. And scheduled, but you never know with these guys, scheduled is Brash and George Kirby.
Ooh. Are we going to interview them at the same time, maybe do like a little walk and talk thing? I enjoy those. Camera. I like a good little walk and talk.
Yeah. I do like those two. No, it's just going to be, you know, off day, no cameras, just play a little golf.
Okay. What kind of game are we playing? Are we playing a little Nassau game? What are we doing here?
I don't know because Brash, I don't know. I think he hits it really far, like shocker, but he's a little wild. I'm not sure how he scores. But I know Kirby's a player. He had when they were in San Francisco last month, they had an off day, and like 12 of them drove down to Pebble Beach.
Ooh.
And he shot like 78.
Oh,
to Pebble.
Jesus.
So I'm like, I don't know if I want to put any money up at George just
well,
yet.
Get some strokes, man.
There you go.
Yeah,
I'll just pull the old man card and just get some strokes.
Yeah, you can more than hold your own, though, Brad. We've seen your swing, and we've seen you play.
Yeah.
Don't sell yourself short. You're a perfectly good slouch.
And then, thank you. I appreciate George Smalls. And then the Anaheim guys, I'm playing, of course, my buddy is a member at a course that we played a lot before called Arroyo Tribuca, which just happens to be the course of Michael Block, our PGA buddy.
Oh, yeah.
He shot himself in the foot by knocking
off.
Yeah,
so glad we're over that storyline of that putz. And I'm going to pat myself on the back for being the first one to call him out. I just knew it right away. Just knew it.
Yeah. I was excited to meet him, but now I'm like,
Just a douchebag. Absolutely.
Yeah, like, come on, dude. Yeah, just enjoy your 15 minutes and just be quiet.
Oh,
I know.
Michael Jordan's on the phone. Oh, what a story. Oh, look at that shot. Oh, if I was Rory, I'd be the best player in the world.
In the world, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I know.
I'm so glad he finished dead last. I'm so glad. So glad he was in the toilet. God.
Yeah. Yeah. That'll be a good trip, though. I'm excited.
Okay.
I think it's funny how you were going to keep that to yourself, and then you just decided.
Because
well,
he brought it up. He brought it up.
I did. Yeah.
Trevor Immelman. And Michael, what a rate. I mean, only 125 an hour at your club.
Right.
It's 150, Trevor. Oh, only 150. Yeah. What a deal for those members.
What a deal. And he's booked. Yeah.
I'm booked. Trevor, I'm not even taking new clients right now, Trevor. I'm booked.
Yeah, I can't.
I can't,
Trevor. Not even you.
Not even you. Yeah.
But they're booked out, man. It's hard to get on that course right now. They're still riding the wave. So
can you fix the young starters, please?
Yeah, Kirby tonight. Yeah. Yeah, we'll fix him. No problem.
Come on, man.
I like it. His first turn, this will be a fun night for him, right? You know, grew up in New York and Rye.
That's right.
Outside of the city, about 45 minutes. Never faced the Yankees. Really excited about this start. This will be cool. And I think he's going to, you know, we're not going to see the 7 runs, 4 home runs, last start George Kirby. You know, I think that he'll be highly motivated, not just to do better, but certainly pitch against his home state team. So, you know, I think we're all spoiled, right? I mean, these guys have been so good for the first, you know, 50 games. We can't expect them to put up quality starts every outing, although that's what they were doing. So, you know, Yankees are hot. They scored 10 runs the last 3 games, and they got on Miller and they got on Gilbert last night. You know, just a bad little stretch, and you hope Kirby turns it around tonight.
All right, scale of 1 to 10, your concern level for the Mariners.
10 being like a highly concerned. I don't know. 4?
Two?
I mean, I'm not.
4.
Not 2.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not worried at all.
Goldie said 12 when we had him on.
12? For what?
He's well,
like 4.5 games out of the wild card.
He kind of keeps it a little bit more real how he feels about the team.
Oh, does he? Being a team employee, does he do that? Does he?
Yeah.
I bet he does.
Really likes to really push the envelope on it.
Right. No, they're 4.5 out. I mean, I think they're just fine. You know, the offense has been better. You know, we talked about them just being needing to be average. And last time I checked the stats, they were like 12th or 13th in hitting, which will get it done. You know, averaging 4.5 a game with the pitching. It should be good. You know, obviously, it hasn't shown up the last 2 games, but I think overall, I think they're in a good spot. You know, you look around the West, and I know the Rangers are off to the best start in their history, best record in history for 51-odd games, but I'm still not sold on them. Angels fading, you know, the Blue Jays are fading a little bit, so that wild card is right there for them to take. So not worried at all. Yeah, I'll go back down to a 2. I like that, a 2 right now.
Mine's higher than that. It shouldn't just be wild card this year, should it? I mean, this should be a year in which the Mariners are looking to, you know, capture the AL West.
Yeah. No, you're right. And that was kind of the goal going in. You're right. Texas, again, out of their heads in first place. Houston right there. Houston's going to be there all year, all next year, all couple of years, you know. It's just the way they're built. And, you know, it's the goal, just, obviously postseason, yes, but you're right. I mean, it was to finally catch the Astros and pass them. A chance, obviously, to do that. There's, 100 games left. We don't know how it's all going to play out, obviously. Munoz is coming back. That's going to really help the back end of their bullpen. Dylan Moore is going to be ready to go fairly soon here. Get them healthy, get everybody that they want. And then just, start rolling. Miller's been a great addition to this rotation. He gave them, five best starts in the history of baseball. So they're fine. Marco's pitching great. Again, no concerns right now.
But there will be a point, I guess, when it gets concern time. And I'm just
– sure.
They've dominated the A's. Everyone's dominated the A's. And so that's not a
– well,
except for the Braves. They've got a record of 6-11 right now. And again, it's just 17 games, and these are all just one series that they've played. But, they've got a losing record against everyone that's above them right now in the playoffs minus Houston. And so I think the pessimistic fan would say, okay, well, it's great that they're beating up on Oakland and Detroit, where they won the series, in Colorado. But when they have to face playoff caliber teams, they're not delivering right now. And then I think the one thing that's a little bit concerning is Brad, the last 2 years were so good in these one run close games. And I don't know if there's a measure or a statistic that tells you, well, why is this team better in one run games or not? Is there a little bit of luck that's involved in those one run games? I think we'd all acknowledge that there is. The ball bounces your way sometimes, but you make your own luck. You've got a good bullpen and all that. So in the last couple of years, they were really on the kind of the razor's edge of things, and it just hasn't gone their way. Is that a cause of concern, though, moving forward for them, especially Jim brought this up earlier? I mean, their schedule is going to get a lot tougher here in the next, couple months.
Yeah, June doesn't look great, and July, good points. I would say to that, yes, that would be a concern going forward for sure. A lot of these teams that they've lost series to, it's been pretty close. The ones, I think of that Texas one here where Texas won 2 out of 3, and they scored first two games, they scored 2 runs, and they split, and they won the last game like 4-3 against Castillo. So I think the games have been low scoring, they've been close. The series hasn't gone their way, but to your guys' point, that would be a concern for me. If they cannot win close games, 1 and 2 run games, they need to dominate. They have the last 2 years, as you said, Puck, and that's how they're set up. That's how they play. They use the bullpen a lot. They can extend games. They should be great in extra inning games. They added a little bit of offense. They thought this off season with Hernandez and Wong, it's worked out a little bit. But they're hoping to get the offense a little bit better so they can win these games. They're kind of regressing to the mean, right? They were so good. They led the majors in one-run wins these last 2 years. You figured it was going to turn, and it has turned so far. But, yeah, that's the one thing to look at. And I would say if they cannot win these games, because they're going to play a ton of them with the way they pitch and with their offense has just been okay. If they can't win like they have been and come out on top in these, it's going to be a long year going forward for sure.
Hey, Brad, Puckett was mentioning the other day about having Teoscar Hernandez as your everyday DH and moving Kelnick over to right field and then kind of mixing and matching, I guess, with Pollock, maybe when Moore gets back, Haggerty, and whoever else out there in left field. What kind of solution would you have if Scott Service were to ask you, Brad Adam, what he should do at that spot?
Ooh. Yeah.
At the DH spot?
Yeah.
I would, Hernandez has been fine in right field. He hasn't hurt you defensively. And Kelnick, I think, has been really good in wherever he's been in the outfield. I don't know if you could mix together a Trammell, Pollock, Haggerty, Moore combo in left field. I mean, I guess you could. I still think that maybe moving forward, and I think we saw a guy in Pittsburgh, and we were kind of talking about it when they were in town this weekend with Carlos Santana. It's like, do they go get him again, right? Do they add a get a DH at the deadline? Somebody like a Santana, who was so good, and Julio calls his dad. You know, that would make a lot of sense. But if they were not going to add anyone, I think I would still leave Hernandez out there in right field. I just think that defensively he's better than what you're going to get, I think, from Trammell and Moore. And offensively, you just kind of piece it together like they have been. I know it's not ideal when you have Haggerty be the DH like it was last night. That's why I think that there's a chance that they can go and get somebody, you get a bat. I don't know if you need a position guy right now, really, but to get a bat like a Santana, get him again. We saw what he did last year, the deadline move. So, I mean, that would make a lot of sense to me. But I think that they do need to upgrade that, but I don't know if they need to add a specific, like, position player right now.
All right. Well, enjoy. Let's see if they can get a win here this evening. We appreciate it. Enjoy your road trip down there in San Diego. Enjoy Torrey Pines. You'll have a blast.
I will.
Hit them straight.
Sure. I'm gonna take a picture of that range for you.
Yeah.
Send it to you.
You're good. You're going to be like, really?
Are they the yellow balls with the black stripes?
I want to say yes, but I can't remember. you're gonna go there and you're gonna be like, I can't, because you've seen the driving range on TV. You've seen it, and you're just gonna be amazed of like, this is it.
Okay.
Like this is it.
For this.
Yeah, but the rest all of right. The property is amazing.
No, yeah, and we got the South Course too, so I'm excited.
Oh yeah, well have fun.
Yeah, we'll do. Thanks.
All right, we'll catch up with you next week. There he is, Brad Adam, Root Sports, all brought to you by John Howie Steak. The world's best steak. Pac-12 schedule, some of it's leaking out right now. And I will guarantee you Washington fans are not going to be happy about this one. Their opener against Boise State will kick off with this one, and you'll be happy. This is the Dick Baird game, 12:30 on ABC. God, that's when football was played on Saturdays, 12:30. Their week two game against Tulsa will be 2 p.m. on the Pac-12 network. The game that's going to get everybody angry. We just talked about it. Thought this would be the big noon kickoff against Michigan State, because there really is nothing else that weekend of any significance that they would choose. But they did not select it. The game at Michigan State will kick off at 2 o'clock. It will stream exclusively on Peacock.
So 11 a.m. our time?
No, 2 p.m.
2 p.m. our time.
So you've got to, if you don't have Peacock, you will not be able to watch it. And I don't know with cable, because I don't have it. I mean, I don't have cable anymore. So do you get Peacock with cable?
I believe so.
You get the streaming service with it?
Yeah. There's some poker face show that I watch on that.
Okay. So you already, if you've got Comcast, you get Peacock?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I'm saying that like I know.
Well,
like I'm 100%.
You know what? Own it, Jim. Own it.
I believe it's not that tough.
Okay.
To get it.
So maybe it's not that big of a deal. But if you stream, maybe like I do, like I don't know. I don't know if I can stream it. I mean, I have to pay for it, I would think, to watch it.
I think Husky fans will still be able to watch that game, and it won't be.
You'll be able to watch it, but I do think it is. I don't know.
A little more difficult, probably. But if I'm a Husky fan, I'm probably happy to hear that the game isn't going to be at 9 a.m. our time, because I'd be worried about the kids not being ready that early in the morning.
Yeah, but it's 12 o'clock there.
No, I know, but it's just like with the Seahawks when they had 10 o'clock kickoffs.
But it's a bigger audience. It's 12 o'clock, big noon. Like, I don't know. I don't know why anyone would be upset about that. That's like the best audience you could. You're going to have a bigger audience than the big noon kickoff on Fox than you are on Peacock.
Yeah, I personally wouldn't care about that, but maybe there's a lot of people who
because
would,
what is
know,
that
especially
week?
A season in which the Huskies are looking for a national championship,
that
might matter.
That's week three. So what else? I mean, I'm just curious what else they have chosen.
Ohio State or somebody's probably somebody big.
Well, Big Ten week three, right? That's the game, week three?
Well, maybe it's Wisconsin at Washington State.
No, that's week two. Okay. And I'll tell you what. We got more of a primetime game than they did.
What's the Wisconsin kickoff?
4:30.
4:30?
On ABC.
Wow.
See, and there's always this big debate here. And again, this isn't, when I hear people mock like the market, it's Pullman and all that. You have to realize, and the Pullman, it's not the Pullman TV market, and it's not Spokane. Washington State falls into the Seattle television market. And I hope most intelligent people understand that. So when they do the TV evaluation, they don't look at Wazoo and go, oh, it's Spokane and Lewiston.
Greater Colfax.
I mean, come on, guys.
Washtenaw.
The biggest ratings, and they had a game, a couple of games last year, including Wisconsin, was a huge rating. Because 90% of the alumni lives over here. So they got the 4:30 kickoff. Week two on ABC.
Did you get Colorado State?
Colorado State will kick off 4 o'clock on CBS Sports. That's the revenge game for Millen. The Northern Colorado game, which is the week three, 2 o'clock on the Pac-12. Colorado, the Buffaloes, the week before, they did it to them again, the week before Thanksgiving. It'll be a 7:30 kickoff. Night game against a prime time. So the Big Ten that week, other games that could have Georgia, Southern Wisconsin, Virginia Tech, Rutgers, Western Kentucky, Ohio State, Minnesota, North Carolina, Northern Illinois, Nebraska, Bowling Green, Michigan, Virginia, Maryland, Western Michigan, Iowa, Syracuse, Purdue, Louisville, Indiana, Penn State, Illinois, Northwestern, Duke.
Probably Ohio State, Minnesota. Minnesota's been fairly good lately.
They're not playing
they?
Minnesota.
Oh, they're not?
Ohio State, Western Kentucky.
Oh, okay.
Now, I heard Wilder yesterday with Dick and Softy, and he said they could use a Big 12 game as well for that, for week three. So the Big 12 schedule would be BYU at Arkansas, Pittsburgh at West Virginia. That's what it's going to be.
Was that a rivalry?
Yeah, because that's the...
What do they call that?
That's the backyard brawl.
Oh, okay.
Right?
Yeah,
that's what it's going
right.
to be. It's going to be Pittsburgh, West Virginia. That's why they didn't get it. I would have guessed. Because the other ones are Long Island University has a football team. They're playing Baylor, Miami, Ohio, Cincinnati, TCU, Houston, blah, blah, you know. There's no other relevant game other than the Pittsburgh, West Virginia, which I assume that's going to be the game on Big Noon kickoff.
Don't you think if you're a national college football fan, though, you see Washington, Michigan State, that would be more appealing than the backyard brawl?
Me personally, yeah. It'd be based on the Pac-10 and Big Ten rivalry. Yeah, I do. I mean, Michigan State isn't like that premier team in the Big Ten.
No, but Washington's supposed to have a gangbusters year this year.
That to me would be a bigger game. That should have been the Big Noon kickoff. But if you're just joining us, so Washington's game, Michigan State exclusively on Peacock, 2 p.m. So people that have cable got to say, I don't know if you, I assume you just get Peacock streaming with Comcast. You don't have to pay any extra. If you're just a cord cutter, I don't know what that means for you. But we'll give you the latest as the schedules in the Pac-12 will leak out. They're all supposed to leak out. Today, at least the early season ones. Coming up next, voicemails. All right, voicemails here momentarily. Again, if you're just joining us, some of the Pac-12 schedule being released. Husky fans, you'll open up the 2023 campaign against Boise State, 12:30 on ABC. Tulsa, the next week at home, Pac-12 Network at 2 p.m. And then at Michigan State, 2 o'clock. Exclusively on Peacock. It will stream on Peacock. There was some talk about the Big Noon kickoff, that being the game. There really no other Big Ten games that week. Well, somebody did text in that they think that they've chosen already what it was. I assumed it would be the Big 12 game, Pittsburgh and West Virginia, but someone said perhaps they've already announced it, and it was, let's see, the Big Ten, Penn State and Illinois. Okay. I don't know. Penn State, Illinois over Washington, Michigan State? And then Peacock is free now, but based on on Xfinity's website that I'm looking at, starting June 26th, so coming up shortly, Peacock will no longer be included at no extra cost with Xfinity services. At that time, you'll get a free sample of Peacock programming. But you're going to have to pay for the rest. I would assume when it comes to the sports programming, you're going to have to pay extra. What that cost is, I'm not quite sure. But there you go. That's the very latest. The Peacock's free sample programming will feature a selection of shows and movies on demand, as well as a collection of channels. You can also sample the first episode of new Peacock original series and new NBC series. So,
okay.
What will happen on when I open the Peacock app on my Xfinity X1 or Flex TV box? You'll see messaging with the Peacock app on X1. Peacock Premium no longer included at no extra cost. Yada, yada, yada.
Yeah, you'll need a new password probably, and then try and remember that password, and you know the whole thing will be a pain in the ass.
Well,
and then you'll get frustrated, and this is all if you're just like me.
It's it's a lot of people, and this is where sports is. I mean, it is really driving up. Even if you haven't cut the cord, even for those of us who have cut the cord, it is driving the prices up. I mean, I never did it. I did a little bit for cost, more convenience. I just don't like all the, I have a lot of TVs. I don't like all the boxes. And I know you can do the stick. It's not the same thing. The interface is not the same thing when you go on the stick. It's, I just don't like all the cords. And it really, if you wanted more at that time when we cut it, when you wanted multiple boxes, that's where the price gets you with Comcast.
Why'd the cords bother you so much?
I just, it all the hanging cords.
Because I look at all the cords and I'm going, I don't care. I got three TVs over
there.
Well,
what really bothered me with Comcast, why I got rid of it, was the inability to, and I think they've changed it now, the inability to watch programming when I wasn't at home. It was highly annoying. And they did it forever with Root. And I know they offer it now, I think, with Root, right? On the app. I believe on the app you can now watch the Mariners on the Xfinity app. But before you could.
I try and be a good co-host, but when it comes to this kind of stuff, I just have no answers whatsoever.
I think now on your phone, if you have the Xfinity app, you can watch the Mariners. But for the longest time, you couldn't. I was like, well, I'm not at my home, and I'd like to watch the team play. I'm paying you $200 a month, and you're preventing me from watching the game. So I said,
God, it's just not that important to me to watch anything on the phone, on my phone.
Well,
I mean,
look
at this.
I mean, yeah, but if you're on vacation or your laptop, I mean, I watch my laptop. I mean, just.
I mean, even if I have a bet on it, I'm not that. I'm, you know, probably because I just don't want to figure out all the bells and whistles and hoops and everything I need to go through.
You're doing great.
Yeah, thank you.
You're doing
great. Appreciate that.
Let's get to voicemails. We do them every day. You can always leave us a voicemail on the iHeartRadio app. Download that app today, by the way. It's a great app. It's a wonderful app. And with coming up tomorrow on the first ever iHeartRadio Access Day, we're going to give you a 1 year. You're going to have a chance to win a 1 year subscription to the iHeartRadio All Access. And that's the gift that keeps on giving, Chris. How many voicemails today?
Five.
All complaints go to dickfain@iheartmedia.com.
Jim, go-to guy. Did you really think an interview with dog owners was going to be a good interview? You did the best with what you scheduled. That's all you can do.
Hey, you know what? Sir, do you have a bad day at work?
No, he was being nice.
Okay, I mean, we all have bad days.
He was being nice. He felt like I did the best job given.
I think you did a great job. You can't make them be entertaining.
No, but the questions can help, and it might have been, you know, it just.
I will defend.
I just have this love for dogs, and I felt like people would want to know more about.
That's sort of. God, I love.
You know, the hockey dog mascot.
Shout out to my girl, Angel, by the way. I hope maybe she's listening. Angel, you know Angel, you've met her.
Oh, over at the Chili Parlor.
Fabulous bartender.
Yeah, she ripped me 5 seconds after getting to know her.
She lost her puppy.
She did?
Yeah, she lost her dog. So shout out. If you're Angel, if it ever gets back to you, thinking about you.
God, it's just the worst, man. Just the absolute worst day ever. Yeah, so yeah, agreed. Sorry, Angel, to hear about that.
ZYXWVUTSRQPOMM.
You're looking at something.
LKJIHGFEDCBA. Come on, it's really not that hard.
Yeah, well, I'm an idiot, so it is. But you're also looking at something. I know what you're doing. You're looking at it.
I've never had to take one of those tests, and I never want to try, but I picture myself, I mean, the pressure, the stress involved. Like, can you touch, how about just sober, can you touch your nose with your head back?
And no.
mean, yeah, you can. There you go.
Well, I'm skilled. I practice. Yeah. I saw someone getting that on the way home from Memorial Day. Right past Roslyn. Pulled over on the side, getting the test. I'm like, Jesus, buddy. Come on, man.
Yeah.
What do you think? What's going to happen on Memorial Day? You can't tip them back on Memorial Day if you're driving home.
Well, good morning, gentlemen. It's been a while since I've checked in. Continued to enjoy the show immensely, especially the scintillating topics such as sandwich combinations, jam, jelly, peanut butter.
Yeah.
Puck, I respect your opinion on food from soft serve to PB&J. How about peanut butter and honey.
Oh, yeah. Love it.
My favorite as a kid.
Had it last night.
Did you?
Well, yeah, just where I scoop the peanut butter and I drizzle the honey on top of the spoon and eat it. Yeah.
Oh, okay. But you didn't have the...
A little different, but yes.
You didn't have the bread.
I didn't have the bread. No, I... Watching my figure.
And how many tablespoonfuls did you have? One?
No. I'm going to say three, but probably more than that.
God, what's the matter with us anyway? Like, I was 10 minutes from home, you know, driving from the Mexican place in Ording. And
was this after the multiple course lights and the big margarita, right?
Yeah,
and
McFlurry sounds good right about now.
Yeah,
give me the M&Ms, and then can I pay extra for caramel?
Oh, God, yes.
And then she just loaded it up, too. It was like spilling out the
McFlurry
side.
McFlurry is great. It is.
Blizzards
great.
Are a lot better, but yes, McFlurry's in a pinch.
But it's a close. Like, I don't think... I agree.
And M&M's aren't really good in a McFlurry.
Too
because
cold.
They're too cold. They're too hard.
But I don't think the drop-off is dramatic.
No.
But would you agree with that?
But you don't get enough variety at McDonald's because you can only get Oreo or M&M's.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Hey guys, GQ. Jerry here with a quick update on the Mariners season. AJ Pollock started in left field because Jared Kelnick, being 23 years old and in great shape, our analytics and metrics said let's go with AJ Pollock for no apparent reason. Also, we had Tom Murphy yell as many profanity-laced words as he could at the umpire, so that way we could blame the result of the game on those strike calls and not our terrible, awful decision to go with a platoon DH. I'll be shoving more crap as the season goes. Thanks, guys.
I like the way he finishes his sentences.
Oh, God. All right, last one.
Michael Sean, you got here. What's up with that Wednesday? I'm thinking about Davy Jones. And the thing about Davy Jones, you know, it's not like he has tentacles. I mean, he's a dog. I'm like, oh, my God, he's a dog. You know, he could be a bit insidious behavior, you know, a little bit ostentatious. But, you know, I think it's kind of blasphemous to think he's gone. You know, sitting on my couch in Kent, I'm just hoping the dog's okay.
Wait for it.
Hope Davy Jones comes back. Go, Coop!
Michael Sean never disappoints.
Oh, tweet of the day next. All right, your tweets of the day. Scour Twitter. You can always send us something. JasonPuckett20 at Cougs Go.
CKid206.
That's right, CKid206. Top of the morning, y'all. Never misses a day.
You know it. Come on, man.
Never misses a day. Battling a cold, are we? What do we got? Allergies? What do we got over there?
Saturday, I felt a little tickle in the throat.
Yeah.
I was like, God dang it. And then, yeah, Sunday.
Gosh darn it, please.
I said, God dang it. GOT.
Okay.
All right. So, yeah, getting over it. Yeah. But as you can tell, I'm kind of nasally.
Yeah. If you were Jackson, you would have called in sick.
Okay. See, this is why I didn't say anything, because I knew some of them. We're going to move along. Go ahead and give us two to the day, Buck.
Jackson would have come in with a full hazmat suit on.
Don't touch anything.
Check out his Twitter page, though, by the way. He's got a really cool video. And I didn't know you could do this, and I'm going to go down there. I'm going to take the old van down there. He and his wife had a vacation around Ocean Shores, driving on the beach.
Wait a second. So he was sick when?
Well, I don't know. He was gone for this past weekend.
And then he's going on vacation. I see.
He was just on vacation.
Oh.
I don't think you should allow vehicles on a beach.
Why?
I just don't. Every time I see that down at Gearhart or apparently Ocean Shores, maybe Long Beach, because that's nature, man.
That's sand.
I know it's sand. I just don't think it's cool when I see a car on a beach. Is that okay?
And
part of it too is I like letting my dogs run loose because I'm a bad dog owner.
Dogs just running wild on a trail.
Well, I mean, dogs running loose, and you got somebody doing 30 miles an hour down on the shoreline. It's like, do you really need to be driving down here? Can you pack in your stuff?
I do. Now listen to me. I do find the great irony in Washington beaches where you are allowed to drive your motor vehicle on a beach, but my God, we are not allowed to have dogs off leash on a beach. I do find the irony in that. I'm like, oh, okay.
But seriously, do you need a car on a beach?
I think it was kind of cool. I
mean, it's... Kid, what do you think?
I don't think he was trying to hit dogs.
I agree with you, Jim. Let's protect nature. Keep the cars off.
There's no nature on the beach.
Yes, there is.
What?
Crabs.
Clams.
Ducks. They're not on the. They're not clams, where they're
jellyfish.
Driving.
How do you know? Have you done the research?
There's no crabs in there.
How do you know?
Like the crabs the size of a quarter.
Are they not crabs?
They're not.
I always hope people get stuck down there when they bring their cars out there. Like, oh, gee, we misjudged the tide. Hey, honey, the tide came in.
Surprise!
I didn't know there were tides.
Now, that's Darwinism. That's thinning the herd, and that's a good thing. I'm surprised that you're so anti.
I am. I won't gear. There's a Gearhart down there. I love the golf course.
Gearhart.
Love the golf course. When I see cars down there, I'm like, no, not cool.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
We've been overruled. We're told to pound sand, Jim.
Pound sand on the 49451?
I like it, but hey, you guys don't. That's fine. I worry about taking, Goldie the super van down there. She may get stuck.
How about the visual of it? You go down there thinking, man, it's going to be nice to see the waves and the sunset, and then you got all these cars out in front of you.
I don't think they're drag racing like SIR.
If you're 16 or 18, yes, you are.
Okay, well, maybe they are. Doing donuts?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. What Jackson was just showing pictures of him, like cars down there that parked out there to have a picnic and like have a bonfire.
Yeah, nah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Jesus, what a ball of fun bring this guy to a party.
No, it's. I'm fun at a party. I don't need my car there to, you know, have a beer and a barbecue. I am. I'm fun.
Hey, I'm going to follow up on a story that we did yesterday. And I want to know if other people reach out to me. I'll give the Twitter handle. I'll give you the email. I have been obsessed with this since we did it yesterday, but obsessed in kind of in a heartbreaking way. I am very, as a parent and as a coach, I'm very heartbroken over this young man that we profiled yesterday. We told you about yesterday in that state championship game in New York, the catcher who ended up dropping the ball and then not throwing to first. And then all the runs come around to score and they lose the game. That's how they lost the game. So there's more detail. I was reading a local report about it. He believes that he tagged him.
Oh, okay.
So
and
that's
it looks
why,
like in the video that it's possible that he
that's
did.
That's why he didn't throw down. Because he feels that he tagged him, and then he turned around to see if the umpire had said it, or, you know, it signaled that he was out, and he didn't. And then he looked down the first base, and he didn't. And then I think he, according to the story, he thinks that he may have missed it. Missed them saying he was out.
Oh, okay.
And so he's like, oh, I not need to throw down there. What if I throw it away? What now?
Yeah. Did the reporter that wrote that story ask the kid, like, it was a called strike three, which means the ball should have been pretty catchable for even a high school catcher, what happened on that play?
Well, so I'm trying to do something positive about it, and now you've turned it into let's blame the kid. But
yeah,
okay.
You know, most high school catchers would have caught that ball, Joey. But
anyways, Jake, you can send him a hate email if you want, because I'm sure he's not received any of those. Jake Ponicello is his name. And so I sent an email to his AD at the school.
Oh, did you?
To just let Jake know that nothing like that should define your life at that age or moving forward. And I would assume he is pretty, and the AD responded, that he's pretty distraught about it. And his coach even acknowledged in the story that, hey, he's going to think about this 20 years from now.
But it's the rest of his life.
It's my job and everyone's job to just let him know that nothing like that should define your life. And that's what I said to him. I said, hey, can you pass this along to him? And that I just
said, now you're really making me feel bad.
Well, I mean,
yeah. Is that your intent there?
It was also not my intent that you would just go right to the reporter asking if he should have caught the ball.
Go back to the tape from yesterday when I was more concerned and caring and wondering how that kid was doing.
And so I just said, hey, give him a heads up. Let him know it's time to define his life. Obviously, he's hurting right now, but just, you know, I just said, hey, sports going to prepare you for stuff like this for life, because life's not easy and there's going to be ups and downs in life. And this might be a great teaching tool for him, and that adversity in sports usually prepares you for other things and how you handle it. And that will define how does he pull himself out of this. Say, hey, just you need to pass that along. And because there's really no other way to kind of contact him. The name of the AD is John Cardamone. And he just said, hey, thanks for reaching out. We're blessed to have a great coaching staff as well as great senior leadership. Jake is handling himself with respect and is trying to not let the negative comments get to him.
That's really cool he responded.
Why he didn't catch the ball.
Yeah, I shouldn't have made light of that. I said earlier today, there's sometimes when I say stuff that I'd like to pull it back into my mouth, right?
But if you guys would like to send an email to this AD, because I think he would just forward it on. Listen, they're trying to protect him and not have everyone like start reaching out to him. Because if all the positive ones, there's going to be negative. His name is John Cardamone. You can send him an email and just give Jake a pat on the back. Some words of inspiration. It's John.Cardamone, CardaMone, at HornellCSD.org. That's HornellCSD.org. That is the AD for Hornell High School.
Any chance you could ask him if he'd come on the show with us? Not the kid, Jake? Not the kid, but the AD.
We can reach out. So I don't know. Because you'd asked a question yesterday. What would you say to him?
Oh, and you're his dad.
I don't know. I don't think I'd say anything. I'd just give him a big hug and try to tell him that hey, it's gonna hurt for a long time, but don't let it define you.
Yeah, I would probably emphasize the, hey, you thought you tagged him. You thought the game was over. That's understandable. Plus, we would have never been in this position of winning a state championship if it were not for what you've done season.
But that's true. They wouldn't have even been in the game if it weren't for him at the plate. He was like their best offensive player.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's life's tough. Social media is hard. People are mean. And
you think he's gotten a lot of that?
Yes.
As a high school kid.
Yeah, I bet he's got a ton.
High school kid.
Oh, that's what the AD said he has.
Yeah. So, and by the way, I wouldn't have asked that question.
I know you wouldn't. So reach out to him. I'll give it one more. I know it's a big... I don't really want to post his email like on social media, but I'll just give it to you one more time. And if you want to send out a message to him, you can also just look it up. He's the athletic director at Hornell City School District. If you want, might be easier than me just rattling off the email one more time. But it's John, J-O-H-N, dot C-A-R-D-A-M-O-N-E, at Hornell, H-O-R-N-E-L-L, CSD.org. Send him a note. All right, coming up next, final hour of the radio program.